curtains and white walls and yellow buttons, the lighting subdued now. She stepped through into a second compartment and saw Ash off to her right, studying a vid screen. A small man, his presence nevertheless held a certain weight. His brown hair had just begun to gray, and his eyes were icy blue. Ash bent to peer through a microscope, diverting his attention enough that she managed to get within a few feet without him taking notice. The image on the computer screen made Ripley shiver with revulsion. It looked like a scan of the spidery alien creature that had attached itself to the face of the XO. But she couldn't quite make out the details. The thing had some sort of tail that wrapped around Kane's throat, and it tightened any time they attempted to remove it. They'd cut into it, but the hideous thing had bled acid that had burned its way down through three levels of the Nostromo. Another deck or two, it would have eaten through the hull, and they'd all be dead now. Ash was fascinated with it. Ripley just wanted it dead.
"That's amazing," she said quietly, nodding toward the image on the screen. "What is it?"
Ash glanced up abruptly. "Oh, this?" he said. "I don't know yet." He clicked off the screen, straightening his back, and attempted an air of courtesy that was unlike him.
"Did you want something?" "So polite," she thought. "We're both being so damn polite." "Yes, I... to have a little talk," she muttered.
To tell the truth, she wasn't quite sure why she was there.
"How's Kane?"
The air between them had a buzz all its own, not unlike the persistent hum of electricity. From the moment Ash had joined the crew, foisted upon them by the company right before they'd set off from Thetis with their cargo, she had harbored a dislike for him. Some people had that effect on her. They'd walk into a room and she'd be instantly on guard. If she'd been a cat, like Jones, the ship's mascot, an encounter with Ash would have made her hair stand up. He avoided direct eye contact, and she could tell he wanted her to leave.
"He's holding. No changes."
Ripley nodded toward the darkened screen.
"And our guest?"
That got her a glance.
"Well, as I said, I'm still collating, actually,"
Ash replied. He picked up a microscanner tablet and studied its display.
"But I have confirmed that he's got an outer layer of protein polysaccharides, has a funny habit of shedding his cells and replacing them with polarized silicon, which gives him prolonged resistance to adverse environmental conditions."
He paused and gave her a little smile.
"Is that enough?" "Enough," she thought. "Is that enough?"
He might as well have asked her to get the fuck out.
"That's plenty," she replied,
but she stood her ground.
"What does it mean?"
she asked, bending to look into the microscope. Ash stiffened.
"Please don't do that."
Ripley cocked her head, unable to keep from making a face. She knew he was more than a little persnickety about his lab, but why get so uptight about her looking into a microscope? She hadn't even touched it.
"I'm sorry,"
she said, her tone making it clear that she wasn't. Ash recovered his composure.
"Well, it's an interesting combination of elements," he said, "making him a tough little son of a bitch."
A chill went through Ripley.
"And you let him in,"
she said. Ash lifted his chin, looking offended.
"I was obeying a direct order, remember?"
he replied testily. Ripley studied him closely, and at that moment she knew exactly why she had come to the medical bay.
"Ash, when Dallas and Kane are off the ship, I'm senior officer," she said.
His expression went blank.
"Oh, yes, I forgot."
But he hadn't. She knew that, and so did he. He hadn't even attempted to sound convincing,